Live from the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
Now at 5, a new San Francisco district attorney has some people upset with the mayor. Why those people think former DA George Gascon's replacement should have been chosen by the people.
Well, things are looking a little cloudy and gloomy across the Bay Area today. We've got more on the area. It's got a little bit of rain and how things could later start heating up again.
And the city of Oakland remembering a deadly and devastating firestorm while the city's fire department is celebrating a major milestone. San Francisco has a new district attorney. Thanks for joining us. I'm Juliet Goodrich.
And I'm Brian Hackney. Susie Loftus was sworn in during a low-key ceremony with no audience and no fanfare. Comes after people criticized the mayor for interfering with the upcoming election.
KPIX 5's Daw Lin is live at the Hall of Justice. And Daw, had it not been for this appointment, it would have been the first open seat race for the DA position in a century.
That's right. Some say this incumbent now has a big advantage over her opponent, or three different opponents come the November 5th election. They say this is a political gift from the mayor to Susie Loftus. 6.5 minutes. That was how quickly the ceremony went, from the time they walked in to the time they walked out.
The mayor's trying to avoid scrutiny on this one.
If you're proud of something and you think you've done the right thing, you don't need to hide it.
I, Susie Loftus,
do solemnly swear.
After Mayor London Breed swore in Susie Loftus as the interim district attorney.
Congratulations.
She took off without taking questions from reporters.
I'm going to go to work now.
Can you answer a couple questions?
Critics say the mayor wants to tip the scale and give Loftus an unfair advantage over three other candidates running for the district attorney position on November 5th.
People want a district attorney that's accountable to them, not to the mayor.
Former DA George Gascon abruptly resigned recently to move and run for the same office down in L.A. Some say the mayor should have waited 2 more weeks for the election outcome. They even protested against the appointment at a recent event. But in a prepared speech, the mayor says that's not an option.
We need a partner that we can work with in the district attorney's office.
After the mayor left, the interim DA took some questions without addressing the issue of fairness.
Do you think your opponents have legitimate reasons for being upset about this appointment?
You know, what I'm focused on is doing the job of interim district attorney.
I think that there is some backlash. There is something to be paid for this.
I actually voted my ballot and sealed it. I'm going to go back in, open it up, and I'll vote for you.
That's what I'm talking about. Hey, really okay, appreciate your support.
You got one more vote today.
We've seen a surge in donations, in volunteers, even in endorsements.
Her three opponents say they're seeing more support after that Susie Loftus appointment. Will this be a curse or will this be a blessing for Susie Loftus? Well, we'll just have to see come November 5th. But if she doesn't win, the next few months will be very awkward as they transition from the interim DA to the new DA. So we shall see. Live at the Hall of Justice in San Francisco, I'm Daw Lin, KPIX 5.
Taking a live look out across a cloudy Bay Area, and Brian has more on who saw a bit of rain today.
Not many and not much, but nevertheless, we did get some drizzle across parts of the Bay Area today as we look live from Vacacam and see the aftermath of an anemic cold front that moved through the Bay Area today. Well, we did squeeze drizzle out of the out of this, but as you can see in the high-def Doppler, there's not much left. And the front is heading south, be a little bit breezy, so the Bay Area is now going to dry out. The drizzle will fizzle tonight. Bodega Bay did, though, pick up 0.05 of an inch. Santa Rosa had 0.02 of an inch. But by the time it headed south of the Golden Gate Bridge, there's not much left. The winds will pick up, though. They're up to about 20 miles an hour in parts of the Bay Area. And it'll be mostly sunny for Sunday. And then there will be a different weather headline as things begin to warm up again. We'll talk about that when we cover the forecast in a few minutes. In other news, a man suspected of setting fires at an East Bay school has been arrested. Police say that Jason Allen of Pleasant Hill lit a total of 8 fires at Pleasant Hill Elementary on Oak Park Boulevard. That all happened between Thursday and Friday morning. Investigators say that a few school buildings and a fence bordering the campus were damaged.
Today, people in Oakland are marking anniversaries for a deadly firestorm and for the Oakland Fire Department's origins 150 years ago. The Oakland Hills Fire began on this date in 1991 and went on for 3 days. 25 people were killed, 150 injured. The fire destroyed nearly 3,300 homes. Today's ceremony happened at the Gateway Memorial Gardens Exhibition Center near the spot where the fire started. Fire Department and community leaders spoke at the ceremony, and nearby the department had its new wildfire-specific fire engines on display. The current fire chief says that since the 1991 disaster, Oakland has made a lot of upgrades in training, equipment, and vegetation management.
I think being prepared is the primary concern. Doing everything you can to draw down risk, doing everything you can to ensure that your property is safe, doing everything you can simultaneously to ensure that you have the ability to evacuate quickly.
Members of the Oakland Fire Safe Council were also on hand today. They are dedicated to motivating their fellow residents to prepare for fires and to prevent them from happening in the first place. Well, a campfire documentary will be available for streaming on Netflix next month. And this dramatic trailer shows footage of the destruction it left as it swept through the tiny town of Paradise.
I don't think we're going to get out.
Heavenly Father, please help us.
Boom. We're waiting 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 40 minutes.
I don't want to die here.
And then it went completely black.
85 people were killed in last year's fire, destroyed over 18,000 structures, and is considered the deadliest and most destructive fire in California history. The 40-minute documentary comes to Netflix November 1st.
The governor just created a new job that's meant to keep an eye on utilities and their safety plans. The job is the State Director of Wildfire Safety, and Carolyn Thomas Jacobs will head up the new division. Meanwhile, PG&E has billions to pay victims of the Wine Country wildfires, but you only have until Monday to file a claim. Officials say as many as two-thirds of those eligible have not submitted paperwork. But if you do want to file, the form is simple, but it's got to be in by 5 p.m. on Monday. And we put a link on our website, kpix.com. Other news, Brexit is on hold again in the UK. Today, British lawmakers voted to withhold their approval for the latest Brexit deal until all legislation to carry it out has been passed. And that means that the Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, is required to ask the EU to delay Britain's departure, which had been scheduled for October 31st. He made that formal request this evening. The EU Council President says that he now has the extension request and he'll start talking to other EU leaders.
California is a deep blue state, but the 2020 candidate who has raised the most money over the last few months may surprise you. President Trump raised nearly $11 million from California donors, pitching in $200 or more from July on to September. And that's according to a recent analysis from the LA Times. It's more than the top four Democrats combined, with Harris, Sanders, Buttigieg, and Biden raising just under $10 million combined. The Times found that the bulk of the president's donations are coming from Southern California, but urban and rural areas across the state are also contributing. Well, Hillary Clinton and her daughter Chelsea will be making a book tour stop in San Francisco tomorrow. They will talk at the Temple Emmanuel about their nonfiction work, The Book of Gutsy Women, Favorite Stories, and Courage and Resilience. At the same time, Hillary Clinton is embroiled in a back and forth with a Democratic White House hopeful. She suggested yesterday that Congressman Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii is, quote, the favorite of the Russians. CBS reporter Kenneth Craig shows us what Gabbard had to say about the skirmish today.
Democratic presidential candidate Tulsi Gabbard hit back at Hillary Clinton in a war of words over the 2020 election. In an interview on CBSN, Gabbard says Clinton is smearing and undermining her presidential run.
If anyone stands up and speaks out to end the regime change war policies our country has had for so long, we will be labeled as foreign agents. We will be labeled as traitors to our country.
The controversy erupted after Clinton said in a podcast interview they're grooming her to be the third party candidate. She's the favorite of the Russians. They have a bunch of sites and bots and other ways of supporting her so far. Clinton did not mention Gabbard by name. She apparently was referring to the fact that Gabbard gets a lot of attention from Kremlin-linked media, just as Green Party candidate Jill Stein did in 2016. But late Friday, Clinton aide Nick Merrill tweeted Clinton's initial grooming claim had referred to Republicans, not Russia. Gabbard lashed out at Clinton on Twitter, saying you, the queen of warmongers, embodiment of corruption and personification of the rot that has sickened the Democratic Party for so long. Clinton blames Russian election interference for her 2016 loss to President Trump.
This is not about Russia. Hillary Clinton is labeling me as a foreign agent and a traitor.
When asked if she would ever consider running as a third-party candidate, Gabbard said she would not. Kenneth Craig, CBS News, New York.
Gabbard is polling at around 1% nationally and is a long shot at best for the Democratic nomination.
Well, coming up, a moment that's getting national attention. See a former 49ers assistant coach stop a potential school shooting and share an emotional moment with the gunman.
Wow. Plus, downed trees, power outages, and a possible tornado as former tropical storm Nestor makes landfall in Florida. We have more on where that storm is headed